Okay, good afternoon, everybody, from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Nun Ches, and we will be doing Shin Nun Ches Si'if Aleph. So let's take a look. So this is page Reish Yud Amid Beis, is today's page, but we are starting on Reish Yud Amid Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Shalahuk of Ladira, any area that is not surrounded for the sake of residency, Kigon Ginos Pardesim, like gardens and orchards, Uburganim She'inim Asuyim El Lishmar B'tochan, or guard booths where it's just there to guard over the area. You're not allowed to carry more than four amos if the area is bigger than two si'in. But if it is the shear of two si'in, which is the amount of area that it would take to plant two sa'ah, which is 70 amos and four tefachim by 70 amos and four tefachim, meaning 70 and two-thirds amos by 70 and two-thirds amos or less, and it's surrounded by walls, mutl talta b'kula, then you're allowed to carry in the entire area. Bein shuhu meruva, bein shuhu agla. And it doesn't matter what the shape of the area, as long as it's based asayim, whether it's square or round, or arich v'katin, or it's rectangular, ublvachle orcho yoser mishnayim barachbo ama achas. As long as the length is not more than twice the size of the width. Vim hukaf ledira, and if the area is surrounded for resident purposes, afil yeshbo kama milin mutl talta b'kula. Then even if it's many mil, you're allowed to carry no matter how large the area is. If it's hukaf ledira, you can carry in the entire area. Says the Rama, va'ayin lekamon simin tof alif din stamayoros imu kafos ledira. And we're going to have to discuss whether a regular city that we don't otherwise know anything about, is that considered to be something that is in fact hukaf ledira or not? Because it chaps a big nafkamina. If it's surrounded by a wall, if it is hukaf ledira, then you're allowed to carry in the whole thing. And if it's not hukaf, you're not allowed to. V'yesham d'stam karpifos shalanu mikri mukafos ledira d'regil muftoch pesach tila v'acharkach lahakif. That a regular karpif in our days is considered mukaf ledira because normally they would open up a doorway and then they would build the fence around it. V'yesham o d'kol karpif shu samach lebeso mikri hukaf ledira. Any yard that borders on one's house is considered hukaf ledira ki daite lave, because you plan on using that. Meaning when you buy a house, you look at the backyard, you plan on using that property as an extension of your home. But there are those that disagree with that. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ledira, diras adam v'tashmisha, for a person to live in and use that area, kigon ginosu pardesim, shemakif mosam rak lishmar saperos vazram shabtochan, where they surround it with a wall just to protect the fruits and the plants that are inside of them. V'adin karpef shuhu hekif gadol chutz le'ir, and the same is true of a karpef, which is an area that's usually outside of the city where they store wood. Wood was a very valuable commodity that they would use to heat their homes and to be able to cook. So they needed a lot more wood than we need. We only need wood for construction every now and then, but they need wood for a lot of other things. So they had these special areas that were there to store wood. Or burganin, sukasham shabsadus. Burganin are guard booths that are out in the fields. Shein nasuim rotzalomer afkav the sukazunasus yeshivas hashomer. Meaning the chiddush of these guard booths is that even though it's meant for a person to be inside of them, mikol makom kibin shein dirasim shamachmas atzman al lishmar haavir shalifnein ein zu dirachashuva machmas atzma. But since the purpose of the person being there is just to protect the area around it, but not because that's where the guy wants to live, so therefore it's not considered a real dira. Varezu kekav shalginus pardesim, and therefore it's like the hekif of ginosu pardesim, afilu him akura begag nami lo mechshavad dira. And not only if it has walls around it, even if it has a roof over it, it's not considered a dira. Vayim dira lach b'sim shin samach beis, masha kasav ba'zeh. Asru chachamim, diavagav dem natar kol shem ukaf mechitzos gavos asaraf al pishur rechav kama kurim urushas yachid gomur umutil tata b'kulo, even though on a d'oraisa level, no matter how large an area is, if it's surrounded by walls, it's considered one big urushas yachid and you can carry in the whole area. Mikol makom chachamim, asru behekiv gadol yosem mibes asayim, shalo hukaf ledirushu, domak tzas l'urushas rabim l'karmelis, shalo talta bo yosem midal ramos, kumo b'urushas rabim b'karmelis, but it's a din mitra. Rabbanan, that if it's a really large area, bigger than Beis HaSayim, and the purpose of the wall around it is not for the sake of Dira, so in that sense, it's similar to Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis, and therefore you're not allowed to carry more than four amos, just like in Rosh Hashanah and Carmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than four amos. Shushir Ayin Amad, Debesa Hunun Anun, Tainu Ben Kulo, Alpayim V'chamish Meos Amma, Ba'ama Rochav, Beis HaSayim, Hu Hei Alafim Amma, Ba'ama Rochav, Kshatasim Ize Sad Meruvas, Hu Be'erich Shir Ayin Amad V'dal Sfachim Orech, Alayim V'dal Sfachim Rochav. Essentially, Mishra Berurah is just doing geometry for us. He says that a Beis HaSayim means a Beis Sa'a is a field that's 50 amos by 50 amos. So Beis HaSayim is 100 amos by 50 amos. So it's 2,500 square amos. So if you made a perfect square out of that, it would be 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. That would land you with 2,500 square amos. If you made a circle out of it, whatever it is, he's just doing the geometry to say that's the size of Beis HaSayim. V'dalatvach, umat yosuk shir etzba be'erech. It's not exactly 70 amos and 4 tvachim. By 70 amos and 4 tvachim, it's really 70 amos and 4 tvachim plus about an etzba more. An etzba is the width of your thumb. That's the minuscule difference we're talking about over here. And that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bother mentioning it, because it's such a tiny amount. But you can still count it toward the cheshbon. So as long as it's not bigger than 70 amos for tefachim and that mashahu, you're allowed to be metaltel throughout the entire area, because it's still less than Beis HaSayim. Because Shulchan Aruch says, based on our amos, which are slightly larger than the amos of the Gemara, it's really 53 by 53 amos. The reason for this measurement of Beis HaSayim is because the size of the chatzar of the Mishkan was Beis HaSayim, and they were allowed to be metaltel in it. So therefore, we're going with that as the shear. Benchu Maruba, and if it's square, the Kalbza the Kaldalaka Yoser, Mehe Alafim Bitishbores, Leslan Ba Bencha Makum, Ogul Omaruva Ushar Tsuros Kidil Kame. And the point is that anything that's less than this area, you're allowed to carry in regardless of the shape of the area. O Aruch Vakatin, Kigonchaya Aruch Kuf, Verochav Nun, Shu Ola Kamaruva, Alain, Vidalit Fachm, and again, just a lot of geometry. 100 by 50 amos is the same as 70 and 4 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. However, even though it doesn't matter the shape, to a certain degree, the shape does matter. That if the length is more than 100 amos, regardless of how narrow it is, that's already considered to be too big to be hukaf ledira, and therefore that's considered to be too big to be presumed to be hukaf ledira, and therefore you would not be allowed to be metaltel in it, even if it's mukefas choma. And the reason we drew the line at 100 amos is because that was the size of the Mishkan, of the Chatzar Mishkan. Ama ama achas al bapachus me ama lo gazru. Anything less than an ama, they were not gozer. V'kolze dafkim hayal kol panim beis hasayim. He says that if it's less than amma of difference of between the length and twice the width, then they weren't gozer. That's still considered to be within the bounds, but that's only if it was exactly Beis HaSayim. But if the area is actually less than Beis HaSayim, then you could have way more than 100 amos of length. So the idea that more than 100 amos of length by more than an amma is, or the difference between the length and the width being that the length is two times the width plus at least one amma, that's problematic is only if the in total area is exactly Beis HaSayim. But if the total area is less than Beis HaSayim, then it doesn't matter that the length is so much more. Omukavos pirush hecha sheyesh choma saviv li'ir umavur sham d'min astam amrin d'hukav l'dira d'ein darach l'akif alach shabanu abatim How do I know that a large city, that a city is considered to be hukaf ladira? Because they build the houses first and then they put the wall around it. So that's a clear indication that it's hukaf ladira. Stam karpefos means like our yards, that the doorway of your house opens up into it. Meaning, the Rama is saying, look, if you built your house and then you built the yard around it, obviously the yard is, and you put a fence around it, obviously the purpose is ledira. But what if you don't remember which came first? So you don't know if when the fencing was up, there was a house there already, and it was hukaf ledira or not. So b'zeh kasav, derov kapir v'shalanu, hukfu achar binyan habatim, l'tashmishi habatim, v'davar pashru, delav kloluhu b'kal makom. That, generally speaking, in our communities, it is hukaf ledira. The houses generally are built first, and then surrounded by a wall. But obviously, that's not a rule in halacha that it has to be that way. The Rama is just observing what the common practice was. So each place has to be assessed differently. Anything near the city is considered samach lebeso according to this opinion. That it's pashut, that even according to this opinion, it's only if you built the house first and then the wall. The chiddush over here is that you didn't open up a pesach from your house to this area, but since it's close to the city, we assume it's daite levei lishtamish patadir, to use it on a consistent basis as part of the way you live, and that would therefore qualify it as hukaf ledira. The Yesh Cholkin hold that even if it's really, really close to your house, if you didn't have the qualification of Pasach ulubesof hukaf, that is not considered hukaf ledira, and the poskim assume like this opinion. So let's review what we learned today. First, we said that any area surrounded by mechitzos, but not hukaf ledira, if it's larger than 5,000 square amos, or if it's exactly 5,000 square amos, but longer than 100 amos, the Rabbanan prohibit carrying in it. And then we said no matter how long the area, if it's hukaf ledira, you can carry in it, no matter how large the area, not just how long the area, no matter how large the area is. If it's hukaf ledira, one is permitted to carry in it. Our cities are considered to be hukaf ledira, and there's a machlokas about karpefos nowadays. And then we said there's a machlokas whether every yard near a home is automatically considered to be hukaf ledira, and we are machmir like the opinion of the Yesh Cholkin. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Si'if Beis.